This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the president, the editor, the publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and more for the Fort Smith region. Just this morning, the latest Compass report from the City Wire shows that, well, not a lot of, I guess, some improvement by not having things go worse.
Yes. I mean, it's one of those good news, bad news things. The good news is the economy didn't get any worse, and the bad news is the economy didn't get any better, especially in the Fort Smith region. And it's kind of surprised some of us that it's held fast through this. Now, we have, as our economist Jeff Collins noted, we will have next year in which Whirlpool will, if they stick with their plan, and maybe they won't, that would be good news, but if Whirlpool will pull out of Fort Smith, there's 1,000 jobs lost, plus another 500 to 600 jobs in direct job losses. So, but hopefully things will continue to get better between now and then to mitigate that loss. But what's keeping the Fort Smith regional economy somewhat healthy now, and somewhat healthy may be too much of a positive term, but our sales tax collections continue to grow. The hospitality industry, the tourism industry, continues to be strong. In fact, it's growing. And our construction employment is up, and building permit values are improving. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. But it's the best two consecutive quarters we've had since we started the Compass Report back in the first quarter of 2009.
Well, if that helps bolster confidence, news from late last month that the 188th Fighter Wing that's based at the Fort Smith Regional Airport could now come under some cuts because of the failure of the Super Committee, that can take a swipe at confidence for the economy.
Right. It's you know, Kyle, we've talked about this now for many months. It seems like every time we get some good news or something positive, then we get slapped back down. But yes, and this is, you know, I've been cautioned by some both community and military leaders to not to make too much of this threat to the 188th Fighter Wing here in Fort Smith. That it's some posturing by the Department of Defense, or between the Department of Defense and Congress, related to budget cuts that are supposed to automatically happen now that the Super Committee failed to come up with a deficit reduction plan. But they tell me this could be, you know, 2 years, 18 months, 3 years down the road. A lot of things can happen between now and then. But the bottom line, though, is that, yes, the 188th was one of those units on the list that could lose their A-10 mission. And that would be almost kind of a double whammy. You know, we just went through this 3 or 4 years ago when the BRAC group said they were just going to shut the place down.
And there was quite a rallying effort inside the city.
Yes, there were. You know, they took the F-16 fighters away, but kind of a last-minute reversal, which was, as you noted, a rally by the city, brought an A-10 mission here. And primarily what that group said that reversed the decision was that it's an efficient base. One of the primary reasons it's an efficient military base is their range, their gunnery range, is especially if you're in a jet, is once they're in the air, they're on the range, which is over at Fort Chaffee. You know, so if you're traveling 300 or 400 miles an hour, it doesn't take you long to get, you know,
no,
to the a few miles down the road. Whereas other units like the A-10 or the F-16, often they have to fly to other states or across the state to their range. So it's maintenance costs, fuel costs, wear and tear on the equipment, stress on the pilots. So that was one of the advantages, and it continues to be an advantage for the 188.
Another continuing storyline, the operation of the United States Postal Service and how it affects not just some rural post offices in western and northern Arkansas, but what it might do to mail processing operations in Fayetteville that might move to Little Rock.
Well, it's, you know, back in September, well, even goes back further than that. Earlier this year, Postal Service decided to consolidate several mail processing facilities around the country. Well, that included moving Fort Smith mail processing to Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
And folks weren't happy about that. In fact, even folks in Northwest Arkansas weren't that happy about it because it could slow down overall mail service if they're having to add that. But Then the Postal Service followed that up in mid-September with an announcement that they're going to close potentially several hundred more mail processing facilities, eliminate about 35,000 jobs. And that plan, Kyle, would take all mail processing in Arkansas and send it to Little Rock and to be sent back out. So it would delay by 1 or 2 days, depending on what type of mail service you want, the service.
So if I lived in, say, Hackett, and I wanted to send a letter to Mena before it would go anywhere, it would go to Little Rock and then to Mena.
Yes, it would probably go to a Fort Smith collection place where it would be picked up by trucks, then sent to Little Rock to be processed, sent probably back to Fort Smith to be processed back down to, or to be delivered back down to Mena. So that's very efficient, don't you think?
Well, but this brings up, it's such a fascinating discussion because, you know, we've heard that $5.1 billion loss for the USPS figure so much now that no one agrees that losing over $5 billion in a year is a good thing.
Well, I think what people are arguing, and I'm not going to get into this debate because I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think what people are arguing is, where are they losing the money? Are they losing it on the mail processing? Are they losing it on their pension obligations? Are they losing it on some union contract provisions? Are they too management top heavy?
Mm.
You know, those are some of the things that Congressman Mike Ross and Congressman Steve Womack have mentioned, that maybe they should look at. Maybe they should look at their overall cost structure. Because here's one of the things to keep in mind. They had a net income loss of $5.1 billion in their most current fiscal year, at the end of their most current fiscal year, but their mail volume only declined by 1.7%. So some people look at that and think, well, how could that have caused that big switch? Now, some folks say, well, because they've been losing money even coming into this fiscal year, so another little decline doesn't matter.
But, right.
But it'll be interesting to see how much further they get into this national consolidation proposal before Congress pushes back.
Well, December 14th is when the public hearing about this latest to move the operations from Fayetteville to Little Rock takes place on Dixon Street.
Yes, and I received a press release either last night or this morning, I don't remember when, to be honest with you, about a December 15th hearing in Harrison about their facility, because the Harrison facility would move to Little Rock also under the plan.
Michael Tilley is the editor, publisher, and the president of thecitywire.com, where you can find out much more about business, politics, culture, and more about the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, I always enjoy talking to you, Kyle.